Proposition 3 is the annual proposal for Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Area Road and Drainage Bonds. At up to $34,225,000, it's the largest of the municipality's bond packages and the second highest amount on the April 7th ballot. Only Proposition 1, the school district's request for $66,800,000, is higher. If approved, about 24 projects scattered across the Anchorage Bowl will receive funding. They range in size from $6.7 million, 78th Avenue reconstruction, to $100,000, an 11th Court upgrade off Muldoon Road. Some lie beyond simply being purely road projects. There's traffic calming and related projects, Clatt Road and C Street intersection safety, general pedestrian safety projects, disability improvements, and streetlight energy conservation upgrades. Marge Larson, a special assistant to the Anchorage Mayor's office, appeared on KSKA's community forum. She discussed some of the municipal bonds on this year's ballot. Larson said several of the Proposition 3 road and drainage projects are tied into requests for state matching funds.
This year we have requested $40 million for roads in Anchorage specifically from the legislature. And you know, always when you're asking for funds from any kind of funder, whatever you're bringing to the table to show the buy-in of the local community, we're much more likely to get funded with the state dollars if we pass the local bond and do our share of it.
Larson repeated the passage of Proposition 3 does not guarantee state monies, but does improve the chances. On the municipal website, in the section devoted to the municipal elections, the League of Women Voters summary of Proposition 3 within the bond propositions lists municipal road projects seeking state funding, as well as those which have already received it. In recent years, municipal voters have consistently approved the road bond packages, but in one instance, just barely. In 2006, when property taxes figured heavily in the mayor's race, the passage margin was only 51% for an approximately $45 million road and drainage request. In 2007, the city retreated to $35 million and won 56% approval. Last year's road request popped back up to $45 million and collected over 60% yes votes. This year's concerns over a shaky economy, along with a reaction to rising property taxes reflected in Proposition 9, could influence the fate of all the bonds, including the normally popular but high-priced roads and drainage package. Larson says as a partial response to those concerns, the city looked for projects that would have a quicker economic impact on the community.
So we are not going to spread this work over many years. Many times project planning can take a number of years. The vast majority of these projects are construction only, and they're going to hit the street this summer. And that is unusual, and that was driven by the economy this year.
The estimated cost to retire the Proposition 3 bonds would be $23.06 per $200,000 of assessed valuation, plus an annual operations and maintenance cost of approximately $4.50 per $200,000. Although all voters citywide will decide the fate of Proposition 3, only property taxpayers in the Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Area would pay for the bonds. That service area is the Anchorage Bowl portion of the municipality. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.